standing until the lesson. Our processional hymn is 769. Most merciful God, we confess that we have captured sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors else. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and give us. mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Fellow Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by your own power we had made him walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made him man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health, presence of all of you. And now, brothers and sisters, I know that you are acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 4. We'll read this responsibly. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress.
Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
How long, you people, shall my honor suffer?
How long will you love vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself.
The Lord hears when I call to him.
When you are disturbed, do not sin.
Ponder it.
Offer right sacrifices.
And put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good.
Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord.
You have put gladness in my heart.
More than women whine about.
I will both lie down and sleep in peace.
For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know, when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does not know what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you when I was still with you, that everything
written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
If you haven't been, be seated. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll meet you over here. Patty told me, first of all, let me thank you for having me back just 2 weeks later in what is not the second Sunday after Easter. It is the third Sunday of Easter. Easter is 50 days of feasting in order to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's 10 days longer than Lent. What Patty told me was that my sermon could have been just a bit shorter last time. I've never understood that when I've been told. I've always enjoyed my orations. But more to the point, this morning, Patty is hoping that this is my sermon. It's my notes, Patty. Easter. We are Easter people. We are the people who proclaim a singular event in human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in this morning's collect, the prayer of the day, we ask God to work within us to win the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We do so every Sunday, 52 Sundays a year, when we actually meet on Sunday, instead of the Sabbath, which is Saturday. We just by our meeting indicate to the world that something singular has happened. God is with us. God is with us. My sisters and brothers, today's gospel reading calls to mind many things. Patty, I won't be talking about all of them. But I would like you to take this word all the way through at least until Wednesday after today. I want you to think about legacy and what legacy means and what legacy is expressed best. In these 3 weeks that I've been haunting your environs, as you have been evaluating me, I have been evaluating you. Now, that Christians don't use the word judge, we say evaluating, and for good reason. Judgment belongs only to God, and judgment is talking about the final destiny. Evaluation, on the other hand, has never been forbidden, and it never will be forbidden. After all, sin is lawlessness. We have law for a reason. It will not save, but it is good. And in looking around your campus, I call it, at St. John's, there is a subtle very positive legacy from St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls. A little research proves that the origins began around 1909. I think that's very close to the origins of St. John's, what became St. John's. And in all of those years of a Lutheran witness, Lutheran branch of the Jesus movement, legacy has accumulated. And this is unavoidable. You and I are building our legacies right now because of the side of the sod we are currently inhabiting. We are building our legacies as individuals and as a community. And being the mixed bag that we are, much of the legacy is good. Some of it is not. And it will outlive us, each of us. We are building legacy and it on. St. John's Lutheran Church, I must contrast, it will sound kind of critical, because it is, of a different parish, not even of the Lutheran denomination, not Anglican either, not anywhere in Idaho, that quite disappointed me when I walked in years ago into the narthex of this assembly. I was meeting friends there before we would go on into the worship space. The first thing that I saw that I do not see at St. John's was glitter everywhere. And by glitter, I mean it took me a minute to focus because of all the tiny little plaques everywhere that said, "To the glory of God and in honor of our fantastic family." Specific families were named. I kid you not, I walked up to the raised desk to sign in, and the desk was given to the glory of God and in honor of. I picked up a pen, kid you not, it said, "To the glory of God and in honor of." I went over to the corner, sat in one of the chairs, took a deep breath, looked to the side. The wallpaper is given to the glory of God and in honor of. Far from finished, but I'll give one more. There on the armrest, the chair had been given to the glory of God and in honor of. My sister, remembering our legacy is a good thing. But placing ourselves front and center in our legacy is never a good thing. In light of what Jesus tells us in Matthew, the 6th chapter. When we pray, we're not on the street corners. We're in our prayer closet. When we give alms, our right hand has no idea what the left hand just did, and the other way round. I know you see my point, because look around in this beautiful facility. There's nothing that distracts from the point, the altar, where the body and blood of Jesus Christ are given every Sunday available. Good job, St. John's. You seem to get it. You do have areas where legacy is remembered appropriately, but pretty much out of the way. There is a divine humility here that humbles me, and I thank you for it. Jesus meets today is in this morning's gospel lesson, for the very last time in the Gospel of Luke with his disciples. And he doesn't seem to be terribly concerned about his legacy, because unlike you and me, his legacy doesn't ever really come to an end. Circling back, today is the third Sunday of Easter. Jesus lives. It's true that he is building his legacy, and building his legacy for 2,000 of which we are a part. So how does that work? Sisters and brothers, we are in covenant with a living Lord. We are in covenant. That's the second word I hope you'll remember through Wednesday at least. Legacy and covenant. And what would Jesus have us do as Jesus builds his legacy with, in, and through us who are in covenant with him? This morning's gospel lesson tells us, first, with our Lord, we offer peace. Secondly, we represent, we recall Jesus in a way that we can touch Jesus, even as he has invited in this morning's gospel lesson, touch me. And third, share a meal. Peace, touch Jesus, share a meal. Tension in this building is right there. Your legacy, St. John's, is good. Amen. Let us rise and say, with the church through 2 millennia and throughout the world today, the Nicene Creed. Let us rise as we're able. Oh, I'm sorry. I went Anglican on you. Mea culpa. You may be seated for the hymn in the Lutheran Church. And now we will rise and join the church through 2 millennia and throughout the world today, proclaiming our faith in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. O God, our Holy One, you feed our dears, and as we share this holy meal that is the body and blood of Jesus given for us, lead us to share all that we have and find in generosity abundant life. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Creator, you bring forth all life on earth. Calm storms, bring water to parched places, and protect the climate, that this planet would sustain life in all its variety. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, Savior, you offer wisdom and guidance beyond all human knowledge. Instruct lawmakers, judges, and elected officials to make decisions grounded in your justice and care for all people. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God of all, you care for all your children. Encourage those who are in times of transition, facing the loss of old ways and routines, and anticipating change. Guide those who journey in grief, hope, and uncertainty, especially St. John's Lutheran in American Falls. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our center, you bring all people together in you. Help us to remember our identity and purpose in our ministry. Move us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to share in beloved community. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our resting place, your Son, Jesus, promised that we are held in your love forever. We remember our beloved have died. As we remember and share their love, comfort those who mourn. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord.
Amen.
Lord, be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. Welcome to worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church, Martin Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday to Kate Ainsley Reed. Happy birthday this week to Jenny Ruff, Marilyn Allen, Sean Allen, Braden Chips, Vivian Charles. Happy anniversary to Gary and Mickey Harmison, Josh and Jen Unruh. If you haven't given your email address to the office, please take time to fill out the card and place it in the offering plate today. Thank you. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections? Oh, like we're good then. The offering will be collected at this time.
As God has given to us, so we give to one another.
Blessed to be a blessing. Let the vineyards be fruitful.
Thank you. O God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, duty, and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and John and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name as we join their unending hymn. Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death, and to reveal the riches of your grace, you looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son. Jesus, the Holy Child of God, living among us and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took it, and again he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, who was and is and is, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ, given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world, through Christ and with Christ and in the unity of the Holy Spirit. To you be honor and glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. Sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. The table is ready. All are welcome. This table doesn't belong to the Lutheran or the Episcopal churches. It belongs to Jesus Christ. It is He who invites you this day. Let it only be Jesus who constrains you from receiving and accepting His invitation. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In you, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And the benediction is thus, the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Our processional hymn, Out Into the World to Serve, is 638. 638. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Also, special thanks to our acolytes who have disappeared, Charlie and Finn, worthy of Uppsala Canterbury Vatican.